Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting a massive sweep of arrest in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia says it has broken up planned Islamic State attacks in their kingdom, announcing it has arrested over 400 people in a series of raids. In a statement Saturday carried on the official state news agency, the Interior Ministry also accused those arrested over the past few weeks of conducting several attacks, including an Islamic State-claimed suicide bomb in May that killed 21 people in a village in the oil-rich eastern Qatif region. It was the deadliest militant assault in the kingdom in more than a decade. The Interior Ministry said that in June they thwarted a suicide bomb attack on a large mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia that can hold 3,000 worshippers, along with multiple planned attacks on other mosques and diplomatic and security bodies. The announcement comes a day after an attack by the Islamic State group on a crowded marketplace in Iraq's eastern Diyala province killed 115 people, including women and children, in one of the deadliest single attacks in the country over the past decade. The blast Friday is in a marketplace in the mainly Shiite town of Khan Bani Sa'ad, also wounded up to 170 people. Police officials said that while speaking anonymously because they weren't authorized to brief the media. Many people had gathered in the marketplace to celebrate the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan before the explosion. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for the blast on social websites and said the target was Shiite Muslims. The group claimed on Twitter that the bomber was carrying about 3 tons of explosives in his vehicle. This is VOA News. Iran's